You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and you're listening to episode number 612. Thank you guys for being with us today. We really appreciate you spending some time. Hope you learn a little something.
And hope that you're feeling hungry, because right now, Charqui, a lamb jerky that's all natural, gluten-free, grass-fed, preservative-free, chemical-free, is on sale on Amazon. Check it out right now. Amazon.com, search Charqui, or take the shortcut, http://charqui.love. Anyway, Rob, today's question, talking about immigration.
It's summertime. It's travel season.
It is.
As much as Americans are going elsewhere,
America,
people are coming into America.
America.
Right? So some of those folks have drones.
Hey.
Some of those folks might want to fly.
Hey.
In America.
America.
So the question is...
Question.
Coming up.
Hi, Rob and Paul. This is Brandon from Canada. My business is ParadigmImagery.com. My question today is, what does a foreigner have to do to do drone business in the United States? Do I have to get a 107? Do I have to register my drone? These are all topics you've brought up in past episodes. And I was wondering, does a non-resident have to do the same things? Love the podcast. Thanks for getting back to me.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate the question very, very much. We've actually helped a lot of people. I mean, we've had people from other countries, Paul, that have come to us and said, hey, what do I need to do to get my 107? Because I think they saw that they needed to. And they've used our resources and passed the 107, even though they don't live here. They come here periodically and they might have a client or something. And so they've gotten set up. So all that to say, yeah.
All that to say, if you come to America as a foreigner and you want to make some money, you're going to need a drone license. If you're here strictly for hobby use, probably not. And
right.
The whole registering thing is questionable because of where we are legislatively.
Correct.
So I think people would not need to register their drone. But again, guys, if you come to America and you fly commercially without a license, you're going to be facing more severe penalties than the average American. Just straight
really?
Up. Oh, yeah. You know
how
why?
So?
Well, it's actually kind of it's kind of unfortunate, to be honest with you. In fact, I don't really approve. I'm not a fan of this system. But
mm-hmm.
in America, if you are an immigrant and you do something illegal in this country, you do not have the same rights as someone who mm-hmm. is suspected of committing a crime who's an American citizen. You do not have a free phone call. You do not have rights like other people who are being detained would have rights. You do not have the right to an attorney. You do not have the right to retrial. Like, you don't have rights to a lot of things, and it's really, really bad. Planet Money did a whole podcast on this.
Interesting.
So did Freakonomics. So if you get in trouble as an immigrant in the United States and you're not a legal citizen, you go to a different court system than...
Interesting.
This is what essentially they just talked about on Planet Money. I'm not really familiar with this whole system. I am not talking from experience. I have not researched this. Please don't quote me. So,
right.
Here's the law as I know it. If you come to the United States and you are from a foreign country, you can still get a 107. It's the same process. It's
right.
really easy. We've helped out many people do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you come here and you want to fly for fun and it's strictly for fun, there are still rules that you have to follow. For example, staying certain distances away from airports. There are height restrictions. You cannot fly over people. But there is nothing stopping immigrants or tourists.
Foreigners, tourists,
whatever you
want to
call it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which I am 100% pro-immigration. Immigration is the fastest way to grow the economy, hands down. So there's that.
Absolutely. So one of the interesting things is you will have to come to America to take the test, right?
That is true.
You've got to go to one of the centers, the testing centers here in the U.S.
That is
to
true.
Be able to do that.
Yeah,
so
we helped.
You got to plan that in.
We helped Tiago get his,
mm-hmm.
And he flew into Miami,
yep.
got his license. We did some flying down in Miami, and
yeah.
now they want us to come down to Rio, which I'm so game for.
Why is that not booked yet?
Pool. Good question, Rob.
Tiago.
Anyway, I hope that answers your question. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com and upload that question. And if you found this podcast useful, please like, share, or give us a review on iTunes or wherever you download shows. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
You're listening to Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.